The Pupini sisters met in 2004 at London's Trinity College of Music. Now, this isn't some separated-at-birth story. Marcella Pupini, Stephanie O'Brien, and Kate Mullins are sisters in spirit and song. Although they're classically trained, they're more Andrew sisters than Andrea Bocelli. And now, the singing Pupini sisters have a Christmas CD. That's Elton John's Step Into Christmas from the new CD, Christmas with the Pupini Sisters. They join us now from London, Marcella Pupini, Stephanie O'Brien, and Kate Mullins. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
And happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Now, I hope I don't open up a can of worms here, but how come you're the Pupini Sisters and not the O'Brien Sisters or the Mullen Sisters?
Well, don't get started on that, Scott. I mean, we kind of had to make a decision quite early on. Marcella was obviously the name Pupini is derives from Italy, and Stephanie is an O'Brien and I'm a Mullen. So we've got one eye-tie and then two Irish descent. And we decided to go with the Italian mafia rather than the Irish mafia.
It gave it a slightly different edge. I think going with O'Brien or Mullins might have been
A bit fruity. Yeah.
Different kind of thing.
Do you consider your music a throwback or something else?
No. What we do is we've taken the style of the Andrew Sisters, but now it's very much the Pupini Sisters style, because the way that we sing these songs, the way that we arrange them, it's definitely got a modern slant to it. What we do, you would not hear the Andrew Sisters versions of.
Yeah. I think we had to throw ourselves back in time to really appreciate the beauty of that genre of music and to kind of learn our craft from the bottom up.
What did you, I mean, there you were at Trinity College of Music there in London. What did you notice about the music of the Andrew Sisters and others that you admired?
You know, we appreciated that it was fun, certain times of the year, festive, and just really good, decent music. You can dance to it, you can sing along to it, and I think we all loved the era that went with it, and it was the whole package, really.
Well, let's listen to your treatment, which I really like, of Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree. Good girl, Santa baby.
So hurry down the chimney tonight.
That really melts all the icicles, I gotta tell you.
Oh,
my. Why did you want to do a Christmas album?
Oh, it was a no-brainer.
It's just the most fun thing that you can possibly do.
I often ask no-brainer questions.
But for us, I think the music is just great. Those Christmas tunes from that era are just some of the best songs ever written.
And actually, when we first started singing as a group, we joined in December 2004. So some of the first songs that we were singing were Christmas songs.
Mm. And I don't think I've heard this story. How did you meet and form a creative partnership?
Well, as you've said, we were all at Trinity College of Music together, but at various different times. And when Marcella left first, and when she left, she kind of had really missed singing in harmony in the jazz choir. Marcella and I used to sing as the basses in the jazz choir, as there was a shortage of men. So we kind of missed singing together, and Marcella called me up one day and just said, look, I'm missing this. Do you want to get together and start a group? And we could think of no one better to provide the top part than Stephanie. So it just kind of happened. And then we sat around and ate big bowls of pasta and listened to a lot of music and tried to do it for ourselves.
We kind of started our own education at that point. We met most weeks and we'd watch old movies. And first few times we'd watch them, we'd just be awestruck. We were setting about trying to do something in that vein, I guess. The quality of the Andrew Sisters' performance,
amazing.
Their singing and their musicality, the way they move. It was just awe-inspiring. Some brilliant times were had in the early days of the Pupini Sisters.
So you were watching old Andrew Sisters movies?
Yeah. No.
Or just of the era.
All kinds of
Lots
movies.
Lots of really.
Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, and my favourites, Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. Just anything of that era, just because there's so much amazing stuff to watch. Mm. And if it's not just the music, it's the fashion, it's the whole approach to performance as well.
Yeah. It it's a discipline. You spend time.
Everybody was an all-rounder. Everybody could sing and dance act.
Speaking with the Pupini sisters in London about their new Christmas album. Okay, it worked. I have a tear in my left eye.
A tear in my glass eye.
It's got something a little Walt Disney about it, that track.
Yeah, that track. We didn't really try to do an arrangement which emulated those kind of big Disney epic, you know, the vocal kind of sollies and things like that. It's very different from the original.
It is very different, but I mean, it hits the same spot inside here.
Oh, we are going to pay you later.
So who sings what parts in the harmonies, or does it vary?
No, it doesn't ever vary. And also the position that we stand in on stage doesn't vary either. So we've got Stephanie singing the top line. Yeah. Marcella is the middle line. And then I'm Kate, myself, as the bass. And why I say that we don't ever kind of move from where we stand as well in the group is because so much of what we do is about body language and about reading each other just kind of from the corner of your eye, you can see what somebody's kind of intending with
you
the next phrase.
Them.
You can really read. So if we kind of swapped around, it would just completely throw us.
It would be really weird.
And actually, we do this for fun. God, the things we do for fun. In our dressing room sometimes before a show, we'll swap parts and it sounds catastrophic.
Yeah.
Because we're so kind of used to the blend that we spent so long creating between the three voices.
Yeah.
It's very specific to the parts that we sing. And you can see why the sister groups kind of were so successful at doing that kind of music, because it's all about knowing each other very, very well and spending a lot of time together. Well,
you have to
exposed.
Achieve one voice.
Mm. Yeah, there is no solo star.
No.
I think your harmonies are particularly lovely. Let's listen to a little bit, if we can, of All I Want for Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath that Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon my fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day.
Do you have as much fun the 50th time you sing this as you do the second or third?
Oh, yes.
Well, you always find something else to do with it. There'll always be a new meaning to a line or something that we'll all just kind of get.
And the lines that we sing, the way that we arrange it, is quite comical.
They're mental. I mean, if you took the lines kind of individually, they'd be unrecognisable as a song for a start. And you kind of just sit there.
You can't admit that. That's not a sign of a good arrangement.
No, it is a good sign. Because yeah, the sign of a good arrangement is that each part sounds like its own little melody.
Well, they certainly
they
are.
They do. But sometimes you're on stage and you just stop and you listen to what you've just sung and you're like, that is just insane. What does that mean?
You've included a song here about a place where white Christmas means surf caps.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Hawaiian song.
Melikalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we sing to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Melikalikimaka. That's what I meant to say, exactly.
Yeah.
It's easier to sing it.
And when we've been performing it over Christmas this year, people have been in stitches when we pull out our ukuleles on stage and we start playing away.
Very, very, very.
We're going to finish up by asking you about a real classic, O Holy Night.
Oh.
How, so do you say, let's try this, let's try that? What did you set out to do with this version?
Oh, this is just easily one of our favourite songs, not just of Christmas, but of all times. It's one of the most amazingly crafted crafted things.
It is probably the most beautiful Christmas songs, a song ever written.
And I think at Christmas, each of us go home to our families, and carol singing's been a big part of each of our lives. And I think we felt it was important to include one song that we really loved that was a Christmas carol.
Mm,
and that was it.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Saviour's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
Do you have any wishes for the holiday season into the new year?
Oh, for peace and tranquility.
And brilliant three-part harmony.
For the world to be in harmony in three-part.
Well, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Speaking from London, where they light up the season, Marcello Pupini, Kate Mullins, and Stephanie O'Brien, their latest CD on Verb is called Christmas with the Pupini Sisters.
Oh, no.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.